This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday, you guys. Oh, just let that wash over you. It feels so good.
It's Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Friday.
Have a great Friday, you wonderful people.
It's been so uneventful and easygoing, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It has been totally uneventful. That's what
nothing,
that's the nicest
nothing
thing.
Nothing eventful has happened
Yeah,
today.
We're going to celebrate some birthdays today. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for that. It's great. Friday. Just breathe it in. Outside Land is coming, heading your way. We have lots of tickets for that. In about an hour, we've got our pair that we give away in the morning. There's a pair at lunchtime at 12:05, and then on the fives at 3, 4, 5, and 6 during Jane's show. She has them all afternoon for you. That is the way to kick off the weekend right there. Win a pair of tickets, and it's 3-day general admission festival passes for the whole weekend to Outside Lands. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and 5,000 other bands and stages. August 8th through 10th in Golden Gate Park. Courtesy of Another Planet. People are getting very psyched about that. It's starting to be festival season. Coachella this weekend. We've got Bottle Rock right around the corner. There's a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So in theaters this week, there was a couple of things I wanted to mention. Like some of these sound pretty good. There's something called The Amateur. It's rated PG-13. I put the trailer up on the Sarah. All these trailers, all of them, I put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's Rami Malek, who played Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen biopic.
And Mr. Robot.
Yes. Which you...
I liked it.
You liked that show. Mm-hmm. Would I like that show? Seems like something I might like.
I think that it started very strong and lost its momentum.
Mm.
And that must have been a writer's thing because he did a great job
as this character.
Yeah, but it's kind of right up your alley.
Right,
it's pretty dark.
I mean, Mr. Robot. That sounds
well.
Good.
No, it's.
Oh, it's dark.
It's dark.
I mean, he was also in Don't Forget Twilight series, like the greatest movies ever.
Rami Malek was in the Twilight series.
Yeah, he played one of the vampires in was it Breaking Dawn Part 2?
Oh. Like in the group of them that came to...
Yeah, three of them,
right, came
from
to attack.
The Egyptian, yeah.
Yeah. I literally have no recollection.
I remember
because
Hooman and I interviewed
the main guy.
That, but...
I've seen that movie like five times, so...
Yeah, you know,
I'll look for him next time.
Team Edward All the Way.
Oh, Edward All the Way.
You really like that series.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're doing.
No. I like it. Like one of my favorite scenes in any movie is when they play baseball and they're playing
so fun. Yeah,
like that is like one of the coolest scenes in a movie ever.
He's doing material. Hit him. Give him a drum.
I don't. I literally have
no
buttons.
One of the greatest scenes is
It is a great scene. Great scene. Ben.
They're so strong that when they hit the ball, it sounds like they have to play during a lightning storm because it's the only time they can make that much noise.
And
they
with
crack.
Muse playing, like it's just it is an awesome scene, Ben.
But I'm pumped.
You're not watching this with your kids at some point?
At some point. It's,
but I'm pumped.
It's a little bit scary for kids, I would think. Because there's like some red
I'll
eyes.
Do, yeah, if they want to watch it, I'll watch it. I'm not interested in those things at all. But
there's a girl you like in it. She's the first one who played. Her name's like Lefevre or something. Rachel Lefevre.
I remember this. They replaced
with
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Right. Ron Howard's daughter. Wound up playing her.
Why'd she get replaced?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she made demands.
She loves them. She's talked about them at length for many, many years.
So great. Every couple of years, I reread the Twilight series and then watch the movies.
Yeah.
And it makes me so happy. It's like every few years I've been... Actually, I just recently finished all the Harry Potter books and Harry Potter movies, which are just... It's just so lovely to reside in those worlds for a little while. Yeah. It's really...
I do that with the Game of Thrones books and... Show.
I've never gone back and reread those, and I'm so bummed
They're
out by the
so
show.
So much better the second time.
Oh, I'm sure.
You can actually follow like all the little tiny plot lines and people and stuff a little bit better.
I'm really so... I was thinking about that this morning, actually. It's so funny that you even brought that up because I'm so disappointed with how badly they finished that series. Like, how much promise that series had, and they just... It's like they went, well, we've got everybody, and they're all going to watch it, and we don't care about this anymore. We're going to move on to our next product, our next project that we're going to do, and they just, like, popped a squat on it. Like,
oh.
It's a bummer.
Very unladylike. Yeah.
But all the ladies on the show are fully in agreement on that.
Prison. Straight to prison.
Yeah, with those two. The Davids.
Ugh.
Straight to prison with George R. R. Martin for not finishing the books.
Also him. Maybe in prison, he'll be so bored, he could finish the books. He's busy writing all these other books. It's like, stop writing other books. We hate you. Anyway, there's a few new movies out this weekend, and one of them stars Rami Malek. And we've spent 10 minutes not talking about this, so here we go. It's called The Amateur. The trailer's up. Rami Malek plays an introverted CIA decoder whose wife dies in a London terrorist attack. And when his supervisors at Langley refuse to take action, he takes matters into his own hands and blah, blah, blah. It's hunting people down. The rest of the cast includes Lawrence Fishburne, Rachel Brosnahan, John Bernthal, the Punisher. And if anybody watches Outlander, that's another like series on TV. Catriona Balfe. She's some Irish chick. She's really good in that series, Outlander. And she's also in this movie. There's a movie called Drop. This stars Megan Fahey. Now, I would never have known this lady's name, but as soon as I looked her up and saw her picture, I was like, that's the chick from season 2 of The White Lotus. She's in the couple that goes to Italy with Aubrey Plaza and her husband. And I want to say the guy who plays her husband went on to be in a show called The Gentleman, but he was also from... Insurgent. What is the name of that group of novels? It's like Hunger Games, but it isn't. Shailene Woodley played the lead.
Divergent.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's great in The Gentleman.
Oh my God, he's amazing in that show. So anyway, he's in that. So these were all the people in The White Lotus. Megan Fahey. You would love her, Finn. She's like gorgeous, little freckle face.
Let me look her
like
up.
She's very, very gentle splash of freckles and just the cuteness. Mm. She's so cute. She plays, listen to this. I think this is a really great plot for a horror movie. The movie's called Drop. Megan Fahey plays a single mom being terrorized during a first date as she receives anonymous airdrops on her phone from a hooded figure threatening to kill her son and babysitter if she doesn't follow his instructions and kill the guy she's on the first date with.
What?
Right? It's directed by the guy who did the Happy Death Day movies. Christopher Landon.
Did she say wrong number?
No, he's airdropping photos. So she's getting these things. And I'm going to assume some of the photos are the babysitter and her son.
Oh.
Right? So now she's going to murder this guy.
don't you just go, I got to go home. I better call the cops.
That's what I would do, right? I mean, call the cops. Maybe they're like, don't call the cops or that's the end for these guys, these two. There's also something, this seems heavy. However, it has pretty good stars and it sounds like it's going to be well done. It's an R-rated movie called Warfare. It is written and directed by Iraqi war vet Ray Mendoza. It's set during the Iraq War in 06, and the story follows a platoon of Navy SEALs fighting their way to an extraction point after their position's overrun. The supporting cast includes Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things, who is popping up in everything. That's Eddie from Stranger Things, the rock guy from season 4.
You love him.
I do love him. He's also one of the fabulous, the new Fab, what, not the Fab Four, the
Beatles.
Fantastic Four.
Oh, no, Fantastic Four, sorry.
I think he's, it, and he is one of the Beatles as well.
He is, yes. Yeah. Well, he's red hot.
He is. Yeah. He's hot.
Fantastic,
Stranger Things
fabulous.
Did good things for him.
Oh, yeah.
He was a standout from that
Absolutely,
season.
Vin.
That's hot.
Yeah, he's hot now. Mm. So, and it also stars Michael, son of James, Gandolfini, who, I want to say, I heard there's going to be some kind of Sopranos prequel star in that guy.
I thought that already happened.
No, did it?
Yeah, they did the,
Is it just a movie, okay, like a standalone movie?
No,
that
yeah,
in?
It was a movie. And,
okay.
It was, Many Saints of Newark. That was it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was right. good. It was good. It was, you know. I don't know if it was up to the standard.
Did he remind you of James Gandolfini?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
See, that would be worth it.
Yes, yeah.
If you're Jesus-y, The King of Kings is out today. This is an animated Christian film about a young author named Charles Dickens, who's telling his son the story of Jesus Christ as a bedtime story and then gets caught up in the boy's imagination. So it sounds like it might deviate. But it is star-studded. Kenneth Branagh plays Dickens, Uma Thurman plays his wife, and the rest of the voice cast includes Mark Hamill as King Herod, Pierce Brosnan as Pontius Pilate.
Oh, it's animated.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Animated. Oscar Isaac as Jesus, Forrest Whitaker as Peter. I mean, the King of Kings. If you like Jesus-y stuff. And it's PG, too, not even like PG-13.
Surprised they didn't do this at Christmas.
It does seem like they could have held it, right?
Maybe not.
But. Well, we're coming up on Easter. So.
You're so smart. You are so smart.
Of course. So
smart. Don't talk to me like I'm Fred.
You're such a good boy. Oh, what a smart boy you are.
He should get a point.
Okay,
that.
I give him a point.
All right.
Hang on. Let me get today's ranking.
That was amazing. Of course, it's Easter. Durr.
I do feel like, though, don't take too many points today, Maddie, because I would like one of the birthday people to win.
Yeah, and I, you know, we don't
it's
even
not
know
my birthday.
Coming. It is.
It isn't anyone's birthday,
right,
technically, but this is the day we're celebrating.
Yeah,
two people.
Week.
We're celebrating all the Aries on our shows whose birthdays are yesterday and tomorrow.
Enjoy it.
Okay, yeah. So Maddie gets 1 point. Okay. Oh, actually, never mind. I have a game set for you guys for the birthday thing, but I think it's going to have to be me and you who play it with them.
Okay.
I got a plan. On your TV this weekend. Tonight on Hulu, there's a series premiere. So this, I do love a reality show. I don't know how this will be. The trailer was kind of fun, so I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's a reality competition called Got to Get Out. It's hosted by Simu Liu. 20 people are trapped under the same roof and have to stop each other from escaping with part of the $1 million grand prize. Half of the players are reality veterans, and the other half have never been on.
I might be good at. I'm pretty slippery.
Yes,
I
you
am
are
really good.
Okay, guys,
at disappearing.
I gotta go to the kitchen and get.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go get a Coke. So I don't really know how it all works, but the trailer's up. Like Omarosa's on it. She's like a reality vet, and Spencer Pratt's gonna be on it. He needs money right now.
He's gone.
Like the wind.
That. He's gone.
Who's that? What is that?
That's from Usual Suspects.
Oh, is it? And like that. Kaiser Soze.
And like that, he's gone.
That's Vin.
Hey, yep.
Yeah. You could win that. It's called Got to Get Out.
True story.
Yeah. But, I mean, how great. Simu Liu, you know, he's a big star. He's hosting 20 people trapped and trying to get out of that place with $1 million. Saturday Night Live, John Hamm is hosting, and Lizzo is a music guest. That would be on Saturday night. If you love The Last of Us and you've been waiting for this, season two of The Last of Us debuts on Sunday. You know, HBO usually will drop one or two episodes. Sometimes they'll try to get you snagged and then start dropping them weekly. But it doesn't say that here.
Not for the good ones. They don't do that.
They're like, forget it. And if you have been watching The Baldwins, I did watch one episode of this.
That's the name of the one with Alec and his
kids?
That's
Alec and Hilarious and their 100,000 children. The first season finale of that is Sunday at 10 o'clock. That's PM. This is a story out of CBS News that I saw this morning and thought, you got to be kidding me. Concert tickets. They're expensive, really expensive. And I'm going to talk about a band that's they've been around a long time. They're from Laguna Niguel and they're called... something corporate. And they sound like a little Blink 182-ish, yeah. You know. Okay, fine. So they're from Southern California, and in fact, something corporate, they go as SoCo, so like fans of theirs, and they have had like minor hits. They have like 3 million downloads on one of their
song right there.
Okay, the one?
They woke up in a car.
Woke up in a car.
Yeah.
So CBS News is talking with them, and they're sort of they're a medium-sized band, I guess. It sounds like they've got something of a following.
Okay.
And for a recent show, they set the ticket price at $56.
Mm.
And it was at a venue that, as I mathed it out, I think it was at about a 2850 was the number of seats.
Okay.
So a little under 3,000 tickets. The band said the ticket price is $56, which became $70 a ticket as the various fees got tacked on.
Of course.
At that price, $70, the show had the potential to generate, if it sold every seat, $200,000. So I took the $200,000 and I divided it by 70 and I came up with it's a 2,800 seat venue.
Oh.
That's just my math. Right off the top, so now we're saying this is a sold out gig, a theater.
And how much will it bring in?
$200,000. So, and I'm thinking like a 3,000 seat venue would be like, I don't know, the Bill Graham Auditorium or something, right?
Yeah, what was Bimbo's? 800?
Bimbo's is 800.
So it's way small.
What's
Bimbo's
the Masonic?
Is way,
I think the Masonic's around 3,000. I'm just trying to, it's bigger than a club.
Yes.
But smaller than like any kind of arena.
Yeah.
It's like a big auditorium.
Arenas get up over 10,000.
Sure.
So
$200,000 is what, if they sold it out at $70 a ticket, that would be the amount of money that came in.
$200,000.
$200,000. Right off the top, about $104,000 in costs related to the venue, like stagehands and people who work at this place. I would assume that's everything that needs, concession stands, et cetera. Cleanup costs, setup. So that leaves just under $100,000. The band still doesn't get their cut. There are commissions, fees, travel expenses, payroll. The band's management takes a quarter and the band's crew takes another quarter. When it's all said and done, something corporate, the guys in the band themselves made about to split. And it's a big band too. I got to say, it looked like there were 12 people in that band. They made a profit of about $10 a ticket. So in the end,
they got $6,000.
They got about $28,000.
Oh,
weird. But they had to split it 12 ways. Your math was great.
All right, Finn. You've got other attributes.
It's a ticket that cost the concert goer $70, and the band, the people who put on the show made about $10 a ticket, which is still more than 10%. Of the total ticket price.
No, I mean, it, in the math you're doing, that is a total ripoff. Now, the costs of doing shows have been making the news a lot because
yes.
Bands are talking about that and are now doing different things to lower their own costs.
Yes.
For example, they're not bringing their own gear on tour anymore. They rent when they get to a town. And so that stuff... They don't have
to bring their personal guitars, but they would rent the back line and everything that they need.
All that stuff ends up not being something they're carrying around in a truck or a van.
Which makes it easier for them to rent transport to get them from place to place.
But if you'd look at older bands, as you know, the years have gone by, most of them are like, I need this gear for us to sound like we're supposed to sound.
Yep.
I have to bring it. But bands have just let go of that completely. And they're
right.
like.
And I would think mid-sized bands probably do that, right? If you're a tour, well, I don't know. I guess if you're doing a tour where you're just sort of throwing everything in bands, maybe you're okay. But you probably do get to a point where now there's insurance companies involved because all this gear costs a ton of money and it does get stolen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I also think like if you're in a really big band, you probably have like set pieces. There's things that you need for
tons
your
of stuff.
So you're looking
catwalks
at
catwalks that have
semis,
to be built,
right?
And you know, floaties.
Yes,
whatever you call them.
Are you talking about like tight lines where they can whip a person around in the audience?
Oh no, no, like
screens and stuff
that hangs off the sides of the stage. Sometimes skeletons.
Oh,
AC/DC put this big lady they call Rosie up on the stage. So there's lots of props,
sure.
set props,
right.
things.
Yeah, there's a whole expectation that when you go to see a bigger band, especially if you paid a couple hundred bucks for a ticket, that you're going to
It's get, a whole thing.
It's not just five dudes and their instruments playing for you.
Right.
Although bottom line, you should be able to pull that if you're getting a couple hundred bucks for a ticket.
I'm often like, I can't believe they put so much into the stage set, but this is their art.
It's a production, right?
It's their art and it's their thing. And they are trying to give you an experience
right.
that you'll want to see again.
Right.
Because they'll be back, hopefully. Fingers
that's the
crossed.
Hope, right? Apparently that's where they're making all their money now. Now, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh!
I know.
Well, tragic news out of New York real fast, which we've got to get you up on, and then our phone charge and more after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. It is Friday. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We're throwing everything we talk about on the show today up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Tim, my thing's not working.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Our amazing Odyssey. Free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny show. And you can also listen to Alice at 97.3 all day. At home, in your car, anywhere you are. Plus, you're automatically entered into a vast array of amazing contests.
So cool.
Download the Odyssey app today.
With an A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah, it's we made it up.
It's
a made up word.
Right, well, all right. Our first story is tragic. I just want to mention it real quick because it needs to be mentioned. 5 tourists and a pilot were killed when a helicopter crashed into the Hudson River yesterday. This is a sightseeing helicopter around the city of New York that went into the Hudson with a family of 5. It's awful. There's a picture of them standing outside the helicopter, husband, wife, 3 little kids. It's awful.
It happened right by where I used to live.
Oh.
It happened off of Hoboken.
Awful.
The park there in Hoboken, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know over there now all the conversations are, should we even be doing sightseeing helicopter tours? And I don't know.
Well, people that live there hate them because
I'm sure
helicopters are loud and flying by every few minutes. It's kind of annoying.
I think of this more as something you'd do in Hawaii, but I guess, of course, the big city, right?
I'm sure it's amazing.
Yeah, I've never thought to do it, and I've really never seen it, but I'm
makes
also,
me want to do it though.
Like, my family's from New York, so when we'd visit, we didn't do the sightseeing stuff. We would be there.
I mean, obviously, this is horrible tragedy, right. But that is something that I would be like, I've done that in Hawaii. I was like, well, yeah, let's get in a helicopter and go. And this, I mean, it's you see that though, and it's just it is such an incredible tragedy. Three little kids, huh?
Yeah, the picture bummed me out. I went, oof. Because you just think of your own, you know,
yeah,
like here we are. Hey, you know, and especially when you do stuff together, you're all, it's excitement. Like, hey,
we're going on a helicopter ride. It's going to be so, a helicopter is amazing.
With my own kids, they know dad's going to split around 7 each night. Mm-hmm. And when vacation's on, dad, no, they like me. I know you don't, but so they're
stop
like,
stop it.
When we're on vacation, they're like, we all get to hang out.
Yeah.
And have fun and do things, and there's no, you know, sneaking off to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Anyway.
He's gone.
People start panicking about their phone's charge when it's at 38%. Don't panic. You know what? Really, we've got to stop tripping out so hard on these phones. Mm-hmm. We, entire generations survived without ever having one.
Yeah.
When you read an old book, often in the book, you'll hear them say, oh, can you pull over there? I got to make a phone call. And they get out of the car and
with a dime
and make a phone call. It's unbelievable how frantic we get over.
Well, the whole world is geared to those things.
Being
now.
Out of touch for a minute.
I use it for everything. I don't need a wallet. I've got my phone with me.
The panic percentage is 38%.
Yeah. Mine's 20. When it asks me to go to low power mode, I'm like, what? Uh-oh. Oh, no. What will happen? Will I still be a human? Do all my clothes just like melt off of me?
The freakouts over battery life are more common among younger adults than older folks, which would, you know, make sense. Here I am saying, you know, it's not the end of the world. And a kid is saying, oh, my God,
the end of the world.
What will I do?
Right. What's going to happen? Will all my hair fall out? This is crazy.
How do I pretend I'm busy?
Right.
Someone might talk to me.
People might talk. I can't stand that. Interactions. No.
You'll be okay.
Mm.
This story I found interesting. It's a little racy, a little sexy, but a study reveals what women actually believe makes a man good in the bedroom.
Oh, all right.
Oh, all right. You're
Let's
in.
Let's hear this. Yeah, I'm ready.
A study has revealed exactly what women believe makes a man good in bed.
Okay.
So here is some of the stuff from the study, and I, you know, give this reporter a break. I've got to dance around a few of the words and subjects, but 100 women between the age of 19 and 50 agree on what they want between the sheets.
They all agreed.
So, and that's the first thing I went. I feel like there's a lot of variables there that often, some like this, some right, like right. that. Some are like, don't do that. But okay, this is the study. They say here, one of the things that bugs women the most is that men always complete the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And don't often make sure that a woman does.
They don't often? That's make often?
That's what they're saying here.
Oh. Hmm.
Men finish way, way, way more than women. And it's about
that's
time that changes.
True. I mean, actually, it's definitely true, right? And even if a guy is trying hard, sometimes a girl will fake it.
Well, one of the things, and I'm jumping around because this isn't, it's a story, so it's not written in a way that it would make it easy to deliver, but one of the things they're saying is effort is appreciated.
Yes.
Try.
Yeah.
At least try.
Just like, I don't know, I mean, I feel like it's not that hard to...
What?
That's what came out wrong. I feel like I want... Like, the thing that will turn me on is when I can tell that he's turned on. Like...
Hello.
Don't just, like... I don't know. I don't want a ton of foreplay, but I want to feel like he wants me. Like, oh yeah, I am looking at you with that look in my eye. And then now I'm like, okay, well, apparently it's on.
A massive 86% of the women in this survey suggested that foreplay is vital.
Oh, really? I don't know.
For a good experience.
Need that much.
Kissing, caressing as much as you can. They also mention not reciprocating Australia kisses is a problem. A lot of men will enjoy it,
yeah,
but not reciprocate.
Right.
That's wrong.
It is wrong. Well, at least it needs to be on the table, you know? I might not always want that. I want it way less than he wants it.
Oh, well.
But I want, it needs to be on offer. If I'm like, you know what I need? He needs to be like, you got it, queen.
You like to be called queen,
I
do you?
I don't, actually. I was all just right. Trying to be funny, but it was even funnier in my head. I was like, that was great.
We do role play, so.
You know what? That's it. Today's our day, so.
Ooh,
you know, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of some fun things for us to do today. I don't need a ton of foreplay, but you know what I hate is forced foreplay. Like, I really feel like if you are feeling it and you want to make out and you're, you know, you want to do this or that, but don't do it just because you think that that's going to warm me up. Like, don't be robotic about it. You know, it needs to feel real. It needs to feel like not something that you're doing because I was
I don't need more foreplay.
Would you have a problem if I checked off the list I have in bed with us, 2 minutes of kissing, okay, honk, honk.
Mm-hmm.
And then, is that a problem? Or,
yes.
Oh, it is.
It's a problem.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, let yourself go a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See where it takes us.
Unleash.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
It's quite all right.
Let me put my list away.
Please do. Crumple it up and throw it and light it on fire.
I didn't want to forget anything. Anyway.
Don't worry. I'll remind you.
They're saying, men, you need to reciprocate kissing Australia.
Yes. If she wants you to.
Well, there, a lot of them are saying they want you to.
Yes.
I've certainly come across different. That's why I'm like, you got all these people to agree. What are you talking about?
Right.
I've never. It's the most diverse.
Every single one of them is its own unique little mystery to solve. Right.
That, you know.
Even I don't know everything about it.
Aye, aye, aye.
Wow.
All right. Anyway, it's like a Rubik's. I got to solve a puzzle.
Yeah, but there's a formula for solving the Rubik's Cube puzzle.
I'm in. Don't get me wrong. Mm. I like trying. We should do this more. Anyway, 96% of women on this list, this is a story about, let me reset, a study reveals what women actually believe makes men good in the bedroom. All they right. want that foreplay. They want you to reciprocate Australian kissing. They also want you to take charge when it's time.
Oh.
To do it.
Mm.
Yes, that's nice. Although sometimes I definitely do want to be in charge.
Well, that's no surprise.
Yeah. I feel like that needs to be shared equally. That is just me. I do think that there are women who are like, yes, take me. I'm yours. Ravish me.
I actually have no problem with someone saying like this.
Yeah.
Or let me get over here.
Right.
Or you,
like, we're changing position.
That's fine.
Let's do this.
I want you to participate, please, for the love of God. Like, the whole
right.
not participating is almost like...
I'm going to read
my book. Yeah, like, it's almost like, you know what?
This is just take a quick nap
than me
between.
Getting myself in the other room. Like, maybe if you're not going to participate...
What's the point?
I'll just do it myself.
All right, so take charge.
Take charge. They say that... don't be reserved. 96% of women say they want their men to take control. And a further 90 say, stamina is important. They don't want to do it a second time, but they don't want that first time to be too short.
Oh.
You get the point?
I thought they meant they didn't want it to be too long.
Well, they don't want it to be too... Right. They don't want it to be too long, you know...
Or too short. I see what you're saying. Fine. It needs to be exactly 8 minutes.
Right.
Start and then finish. They also first kiss say... to clean up.
Wow.
Switch things up, guys.
There's not that much switching you can do. That's well, where wigs and outfits come in. You know, what? You can do some stuff.
There's different positions.
Spanking and, yeah, but
they say missionary every time is not acceptable. They're not asking you to do the world's most dangerous position.
Oh, what's that? Is it the jackhammer?
It's not the jackhammer. It's reverse. It's called reverse cowgirl.
How is that the most dangerous?
Because it's possible to.
Them?
What?
I made
Did
a
you
fart
just
joke.
Say?
That why it's so dangerous? Go on, please.
What?
What is happening?
I can't think of anything dangerous about that. It was other than maybe like breaking a bone.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, is that
reverse
so?
Cowgirl can sometimes
dangerous for
cause...
you? I
yes.
see. Got it.
Sheesh.
Poor thing.
Farting.
That's funny. What? That's some danger. You're in danger of that. What are you looking at me
just,
like that for?
I'm just waiting for the next thing.
And finally, in our what makes a man good
what
between
man,
the
man.
Sheets, yeah. according to women, is they want to finish too. And sometimes they can't, but they say we can accept failure. Everyone fails from time to time, but try.
Yeah.
We can't accept not trying is how this story ends. Try.
Yeah. Try for her
yes,
pleasure. Not
for her.
I mean, I get that you're trying for you.
No, for her. Mm. Try for her. So there you go. There's what makes a man good between the sheets.
I would add definitely dirty talk.
Oh, you know what? There's dirty talk in here.
Oh.
Hold on. Keep talking and I'll find it for you.
But the problem with dirty talk is it has to kind of roll off your tongue naturally. And it can't be too, like, I don't know, there's a lot of fine lines with it. It can't be too dirty. It can't be silly. Don't make the same noise over and over. I don't like that.
Plenty of women suggest that they enjoyed PG dirty talk and light hair pulling and spanking, but consent is king. And I think you're also touching on dirty talk.
It can be, there's a sweet spot with dirty talk. Just if it's like legitimately like that feels great. Oh my God. That can be in the moment as it's all happening. That can be somebody growls that at you. It's pretty nice.
Growls.
Arr.
What?
Just like that.
It's the end of an era.
Oh, aww. What? The tour or what?
Your errors.
Oh, sorry.
Publishers Clearing House is bankrupt.
Oh, how is that possible? They kept giving away $1 million.
They say the prize patrol will still hand out awards during their clearinghouse, but they'll need additional financing because they're underwater. If you only open your front door in hopes of the prize patrol, I don't even remember this. The prize patrols.
They
would show up at your house with a giant check.
Mm-hmm.
So they were a thing where they would send you a packet in the mail and you'd be entered to win if you signed up for some magazines.
Yeah, you ordered magazines.
Publishers Clear.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
But
I don't know
about this.
But now
there's no more magazines, so.
I remember the commercials showing the giant check and the knock on the door. I didn't know you had to buy magazines to get involved, but Publishers Clearing House has filed for bankruptcy. The company's been around 72 years. It was initially founded as an alternative to door-to-door magazine subscription sales by offering bulk mail direct marketing. But it was best known for their prize sweepstakes, which became a sensation in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah, I remember that. There'd be ads for it all the time, like, check your mailbox for the Publishers Clearing House sweepstakes.
I think I told you the story of my my mother-in-law who gets scammed. God rest her soul, she just passed, but got scammed constantly. And she called me one day and was like, have you ever talked to somebody who won Publishers Clearing House? I only have to send them $500 and they'll be here. The prize patrol will be here. She was so excited. So older folks, you don't pay
for
that.
Check on your older folks.
So you're saying when she said, have you ever talked to someone who's won published, she meant her.
Her, yeah.
Me, I'm the one, I won.
She was
all
so
I
excited.
All I need is for you to give me $500 so that I can send it off to Publishers Clearing House.
Oh, Nana.
And I'm like,
what is happening?
Oh, honey.
Oh, no.
Oh, honey. It's like these computer guys that keep calling you. Your computer's not broken. You're.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, have you ever talked to someone who's won?
Now you have.
Yeah.
Actually, I still haven't.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
Violet.
Oh, that is sad.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, what's Australian kissing?
Good question. What
Sarah
is that?
Sarah will tell you.
Yeah. I'll say it real slow and dirty, too. If you call. If you call me, I'll tell you.
Oh, they got to call you?
No, they need to know my number. Sarah will tell you.
707 says,
you anything.
Maddie, are you taking notes?
On what? Oh, on how to be good.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, absolutely.
Did Bob have anything to add? Bob doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm fine with that. It's best never to open those doors. I learned my lesson years ago. Just can't get them closed again.
Guys, this is why you got to... Oh, I can't read that one. Never mind. What's going up in the trash, Sarah? Yeah, we got some dirty text messages.
Yeah, they're dirty. Yeah.
Well,
whoops.
They all missed the secret show. Coming up, the secret to a long life might be chocolate cake. And who wants to win Outside Lands 3-day passes?
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.